Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. The thumb freezes, the eyes lock, and a tiny decision unfolds. Look more or swipe away. We get less than a second to make that choice online. One study shows users form a first impression of a website in about 50 milliseconds. Today, we're turning those tiny, split-second reactions into a design map. Welcome to Micro Moment Maps, how to design visual touchpoints that guide emotion, attention, and ultimately, action.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. Excited to dive into this. Today, we'll cover three big ideas. Map the micro moments, match visual tactics to each moment, and measure what actually moves people.
And before we jump in, if you want the worksheet I'll reference throughout, grab the Micro Moment Map template at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Register there and you'll get the downloadable file and a quick guide to run a validation sprint with any client. Foundation. What is a micro moment? Think of a micro moment as a tiny emotional checkpoint. First glance, second look, pause, hesitation, decision. Each checkpoint is an opportunity for a visual to either earn trust or lose it. The reason this matters is simple psychology. Our brains are pattern machines. Visual cues act like shorthand. Color, contrast, and a single memorable shape can say trust, urgency, or curiosity before a single word is read.
At MG Wallace, we stopped designing assets in isolation years ago. For one product client, we mapped 5 micro moments across their landing funnel and redesigned 3 assets: a hero logo lockup for discovery, a trust illustration for the second screen review, and a typographic CTA for checkout. The result wasn't just a prettier page. Conversions rose by a measurable margin because each visual had a job tied to a moment.
A quick practical rule. Map before you mock. If you sketch a logo without defining where it must stop a scroll, you risk making something nice that does none of the heavy lifting. Micro moment maps force a decision. What does this logo need to do in the first 0.5 seconds? Grab attention. In the next 5 seconds, signal value. On the product page, reinforce credibility.
Segment 2. Deep dive. Building your micro moment map. Here's a simple, audio-friendly workflow you can use right now. Step 1. List the micro moments for your product or page. First glance, second look, hesitation, validation, decision. Verbally name them. Speaking them makes them concrete.
Step 2. Assign one visual objective to each moment. Example. First glance, stop the scroll. Second look, spark curiosity. Hesitation, reduce perceived risk. Validation, show social proof. Decision, make action obvious.
Step 3. Pick your visual levers. For attention, use high contrast color anchors and a bold silhouette. For curiosity, layer in an illustration cue, a character gesture, or a directional line that points to next steps. For trust, use simplified portraits or hand-drawn badges and a restrained color palette. For action, lean on typographic hierarchy, size, weight, and a single accent color for CTAs. Verbally rehearse these pairings as if you were describing them to a client.
Step 4. Lo-fi prototyping tactics you can do in an hour. Sketch 3 thumbnails for each moment on one sheet. Use labeled boxes, moment, first glance, and draw your anchor mark. Then swap color notes, accent, warm orange for attention, and keep it small. These tiny sketches are powerful because they tie visual decisions to emotional outcomes, not just aesthetics.
Step 5. Quick validation. Run a 5-user hallway test or an A-B micro test. Does the attention anchor increase pause rate on the hero? Does the trust illustration reduce bounce on the product page? Measurement doesn't need to be perfect. What matters is learning fast and iterating.
A few audio-friendly sketch prompts you can repeat in a client call. Sketch the thing that stops a thumb for a beat. Show me one small visual that answers the biggest objection. Draw the path your eye should take after the first look. These prompts keep conversations focused and prevent feature creep in design reviews.
And remember, color choices are not just pretty, they're functional. Pick one anchor color for attention, a neutral family for trust areas, and one action color. Keep it tight.
Segment 3, real-world application. Let me walk you through a recent client sprint. The brief: a local service business needed more booked consultations from social ads. We mapped 3 micro moments: discovery, ad, consideration, service page, and booking form. For the ad, we created a color anchor, one bright coral shape that cut through feeds. For the consideration stage, we used an illustrated 3-step trust graphic that answered common questions before they were asked. For booking, we simplified the form UI and used a bold typographic CTA with a microcopy nudge, 15 minutes to clarity.
The outcome: in a 4-week sprint, the client saw a 27% rise in form submissions and a 19% drop in time to book. Those numbers matter because they tie visual choices directly to business outcomes, not just likes or compliments.
Now, your imagination break. Find a sheet of paper or open a blank note. I'll guide you for 1 minute. Close your eyes if that helps. Picture your product's first glance. What color would stop a scroll? Say it aloud. Now imagine a tiny illustration that answers the biggest worry a user has. Draw a single shape that represents that answer. Finally, sketch the CTA as a bold word in the strongest color you just named. That's a micro moment map in 60 seconds. Simple, verbal, and actionable.
Great. If you did that, you now have 3 visuals tied to 3 emotional jobs. Keep those sketches. They'll become the backbone of rapid prototyping.
Key takeaways. First, map before you mock. Name the micro moments and give each one a single visual job. Second, match the right visual lever to the job. Color anchors for attention, illustrations for trust, typographic hierarchy for action. Third, measure fast and iterate. Use quick sketches, short tests, and the micro moment map template at mgwdstudios.com/submit to keep momentum.
2 bold actions to try this week. 1, pick a live asset, an ad, a landing hero, or a sign, and map the single micro moments in must serve. 2, run 1 lo-fi test. Swap in a new attention anchor color or a 1-sentence trust illustration and measure the delta for a week.
Grab the micro moment map template and the quick validation checklist at mgwdstudios.com/submit. If you want custom work from our studio or a fast sprint to map and test your visuals, head to mgwdstudios.com and we'll see how we can help.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas, so pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.